I think the idea of Planet X is there's something out there has actually maintained and grown more acceptance, even though some people may have gone by the wayside.
Well, you know, I've interviewed astronomers, Philip Plate, Seth Shostak, who's with SETI, and, you know, I've tried to pin them down on whether they believe there's a Planet X in the solar system, that we just haven't spotted it yet. And they, you know what, they don't directly say no. They say it's possible, but they believe astronomers would have seen it by now. But it's interesting the way they kind of temper that question. Now, Plate, of course, debated Nancy Leader during that May period of 2003. He was absolutely correct in the way he made his presentation at that point. But they don't deny that there might be something out there somewhere that just hasn't been found. They don't think so, but they don't, you know, deny it.
Right. I've got a quote here that's from an article. This came out of New Scientist. And let me just read this. It says, this is by Alan Stern, who's an astronomer with Southwest Research Institute in Boulder. It says, the evidence for the existence of Planet X is compelling, but although calculations show that such a body could account for the Kuiper Cliff, no one has ever seen this fabled 10th planet. The Kuiper Cliff is kind of the cutoff region where you see no more of the small planet Pluto-type objects out there. And then he goes on, he says, there's a good reason for that. The Kuiper Belt is just too far away for us to get a decent view. We need to get out there and have a look before we can say anything about the region. And that won't be possible for another decade at least. NASA's New Horizons probe, which will head out to Pluto and the Kuiper Belt, is scheduled for launch in 2006. It won't reach Pluto until 2015. So if you're looking for an explanation of the vast empty gulf of the Kuiper Cliff, watch this space. But what if they send a telescope out there and the big guy is out in the other direction?
Yeah.
I mean, we are just this. I think this guy hit the nail on the head and is really, and he's with Southwest Research, which is a bit different. That's more of a government think tank than, say, astronomers who work for a university or, say, have more communication with the public.
Well, you know, they're out there. I mean, you've got John Lear, who's got more credentials than the size of my arm, who believes that the moon was towed into position, that there was no collision at all. So it's fascinating how people who have had tremendous amounts of experience and expertise in their own areas come up with these different theories that I find to be just fascinating.
Well, I'm the capture theory proponent, and the way it works is that these objects come in, the capture process is well known. You need a twin body gravitational field to attract and capture them and cause the energy reduction, and then the comet tail, which is part of the process, further reduces the energy of the object and it becomes trapped. Just like our moon could have been. I've always said that the moon could have been here first and Earth came second.
All right, I'm not gonna pin you down on a date after everything I've just said, but I'm going to ask you, Jim, if you think there is that Planet X size object in our solar system and where it might be.
Well, my whole story is that, and of course, I don't have the good equipment. I wish I did, but I believe there are many, many of these and that we have no information on and could not possibly have information on, and that they might come back every million years or 300,000 years. We simply don't have the astronomical data or equipment to detect these objects and pinpoint their orbits. And a lot of the bigger ones have entourages of objects around them. Something like a mini solar system, and the ancients actually talk about this, where they have multiple comets, big comets in the solar system at one time, the kind of comets that we have never seen in modern times and that modern astronomers deny because we've never seen them. Hale-Bopp was kind of on that scale, kind of a small to medium-sized comet. These are big comets, and that's the whole issue, that comets are not dirty snowballs. They are a plasma discharge of our solar capacitor, and anything that comes into the solar system is going to form that comet tail until it circularizes its orbit or leaves.
Do you still fear that we're going to get swept by a comet tail, or, you know, the object itself?
Well, action at a distance is much more probable than a direct collision. But we've seen cases where comets come by the sun, kick out a big flare. A lot of times those flares have not hit us, but if we were in that direction, we could definitely be affected.